Today's scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. They went across the lake to the region of the Gerasenes. When Jesus got out of the boat, a man with an impure spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot, but he tore the chains apart and broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day, among the tombs and in the hills, he would cry out and cut himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you impure spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hillside. The demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs, allow us to go into them." He gave them permission, and the impure spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down to the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Today is Christ the King Sunday. When Jesus described his kingdom, he often described it as a party. So for today's scripture, I'm telling the story with that metaphor. Today's story I'm titling How Jesus Invited Scary Man to the Party of God. Way back in the beginning, God was hanging out with God's self. God the Father and God the Son were having a lovely get-together in the unity of the Holy Spirit. That party had been happening for all of eternity. There was dancing, lots of dancing. God's favorite dance was called the Pericritic Dance. And no matter how many times God would do it, God couldn't finish the dance without breaking into the most raucous of laughters. In that belly-aching cackle, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit thought the same thought. Wouldn't it be nice to have something other than God to join in the laughter? To be a part of the party? And so creation was conceived in the sheer joy of God's triune party. When God created the world, it was filled with God's laughter and love. Joy saturated the soil. It was in the cedar trees and the raccoons, the mountains and the tides, and in some very special ways, God's joy was in the people that he made to share in that party. All creation was all about God's party. It was very good. But the party got out of whack surprisingly fast. The people God created wanted their own party, not God's. They invented a new thing. Sin, and people started being jerks to each other. Strong people pushing around the weaker ones. They drew weird lines and called each other names. They invented reasons to be separate. They bullied, they hoarded, they excluded. So, shame, hate, and trauma entered into God's good creation. Things weren't a party. It was pretty much the opposite of a party. But God had God's heart and mind set on a party, largely because of the dancing. So God's party planning committee conceived again, this time a plan. The party would start with one family. From that special family, invitations would go to the party, would go out to all the everyone everywhere. But that special family didn't invite all the everyone everywhere. Some of the family ended up thinking God's party was only for their family. When they kept the invites to themselves, they ended up trapped in a very unparty situation. So God did a very funny thing. God became a part of God's own creation. He showed up incarnated, in the meat, so to speak, in Jesus. And Jesus was God's party here on earth. And Jesus was God's invitation to all the everyone everywhere. When Jesus took on meat, the special family was being bullied by a group of people called the Romans. The family was waiting for God to bully those bullies. They were waiting for God to give all the jerks the boot. That was the sign they imagined would start God's party. When God's party showed up in Jesus, he went out inviting all the everyone everywhere, some of whom were Romans, and many to basically all of them were jerks. The special family had a tough time recognizing Jesus as the start of the party. Now, Jesus did a lot of that inviting near some big lakes. One day, Jesus and his friends were stuck on one of those lakes during a big storm. The waves were tossing around the little boat they were on. It was scary and chaotic. Jesus was napping. When the friends woke Jesus up, Jesus told the wind and waves to settle down. And the wind and waves obeyed. With Jesus, scary things had a way of becoming unscary. Jesus' friends were surprised to the max. Those friends were still surprised to the max when the boat got to the shore. They were happy to be on dry ground, but a little uncomfortable. The people who lived on this side of the lake were different and weird, and they did things wrong. One of the things that was weird and wrong was that those people ate pigs. The friends thought pigs were gross. Jesus and his friends landed in a land of weird people surrounded by pig farms, and then, to make things even worse, a smelly, buff, naked, and scary man came out of a graveyard to talk to them. The pigs, graveyard, and scary man in a weird place were too much for Jesus' friends. It made them feel ick. Let's talk about ick. Now, ick is the feeling that something is gross, threatening, just right, just not right, creepy, and scary. We avoid even looking at things that make us feel ick. We don't talk about things we think are icky. We don't go to icky places, and we often avoid people who make us feel icky. But Jesus knew that God's party was for everyone, everywhere, and that meant that he needed to invite people who others thought were icky and scary. They needed to get invited. Jesus loves the scary people, all the strangers in the world. Gross, creepy, just not right, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the scary people in the world. The scary strong man who came from the graveyard had lots of cuts and bruises. No one had been able to stop him from hurting others and himself. If they tied him up, he'd break the ropes or smash the chains. No one and no thing was strong enough to keep this man from hurting people. But then Jesus showed up. When the scary man saw Jesus, he told Jesus to leave him alone and go away. Jesus asked him his name, and the scary man said, "We are Legion." The scary man was possessed by bad spiritual forces. He was occupied by the party-crashing demons. Evil had moved in and taken over. The same thing the Romans had done to the special family, Legion had done to this man. Now, Legion was a weird name, even for demons. Legion was a Roman military term. It was the biggest unit they had, around 5,000 soldiers. Legions were the tool that let the Romans do all their bullying and occupying. No one had been able to stop the Romans from hurting people when they had their legions with them. But the party crashers that occupied the scary man were scared of Jesus. Jesus was so strong, even Legion was frightened. The bully power of Legion knew they weren't able to overpower Jesus, and Jesus was not going to allow any more bullying. So Legion did a very strange thing. Legion asked Jesus to let them leave the man and occupy the pigs. Jesus gave them permission, and Legion went into the pigs. And the pigs went into the lake. Jesus' friends were surprised to the max the second time that day. The scary man in the scary place was not scary anymore. The party of God had gone out to the ickiest of people in the ickiest of places. The people Jesus' friends thought were weird and scary were welcome at God's party. Jesus was unraveling ideas about who was in and who was out of the party of God. The formerly scary man was free. So he got dressed and became a party dude. The man wanted to go party with Jesus, but Jesus told the man to go back to the people who he had hurt and who had seen him hurt himself. Jesus told him to go back and tell those people what God had done for them. So the man went back and told his people that Jesus had told the bully in him to get out, and that God's party had started, and that they were invited too. Because of God's absurd love, no power in the world, no legion or any other bully, no one and no thing could stop God's party coming through Jesus. Jesus is the strongest, the biggest of the big deals. Jesus is the king. And he's the one who makes the calls on who gets to come to the party of God. And Jesus is inviting all the everyone everywhere to join in the party that's been happening within God's own self for all of eternity. When we trust in Jesus and ask to go to God's party, God smashes all the chains. He frees us to party with him and to invite others to join in the overpowering joy of God's party.